Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Lunch with Leah, episode 605. And here's Leah.
Hi, everybody. We work here to the last second. We work our little fingers to the bones. Get your, I have it, here we
go.
Yep, I got
it. You got it.
So get your popcorn and your martinis out. Here we go. Oh, let's see. Oh, tonight, don't forget to tune in to Biden's speech. Let's hear what he's accomplished in 100 days and what he plans to accomplish. I've been working with RJ on his new schedule. He's got himself signed up for 5 courses for college and 1 course online at UCLA. You're not going to believe this one. He to get a degree in interior design, Jason. I said, do it. And then he's going to get a real estate license. I go, we'll start flipping houses. We'll take on Jeff toe-to-toe. And that's what's going on there. And then Jason, I'm spending all morning booking my Pilates classes. You know, I love the Pilates studio in LA, but really, I mean, they make it so difficult to get your classes booked. I used to pick up the phone and just book my classes. I'd say every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 11 o'clock, put it in the calendar, I'm done, whatever. Oh, now you got to go online and you got to book them and then you got to fill out this form and then you got to have this protocol and then you got to have this and you got to have that. And then if you want to cancel, you got to do this. I'm like, you know, take my money, make it easy, make it easy. Is it me or is everything difficult anymore? Everything is just difficult anymore. Nobody wants to make anything easy anymore. Even getting a package.
Yep.
We mail this package of pearls to this girl in LA. The restaurant won't answer. When they do answer, they won't tell you when she's going to be working. We don't want to send it there. We're afraid it's going to get lost because they won't tell us for sure the shift. Then they won't have her call us back. So then we send it to Brendan's. Well, then Brendan moved to another apartment, but he said, don't worry, I have security. It's there. I'll go get it. He calls. He goes, sorry. They go, yeah, we'll say it. We'll hold it. What am I sneezing
Bless
about?
You.
Yeah, we'll hold it for you. He goes to get it. It's not there. They don't know what it is. So we're like, check the security cameras. We know exactly what's delivered. April 22nd at 2:04. What am I sneezing about? Something in here making me sneeze.
Uh-oh.
And so now you know what they say to him? Oh, we can't go through that security camera. We had so many boxes delivered that day. Well, then what the hell do you have the security camera for if you can't go through the security camera because you had a lot of boxes that day? That's the point of the security camera. Find the box. So we're duplicating the box, and we're going to track down the other box. Nothing is easy anymore. You can't even mail something without tracking it down, and now it's getting there 2 and 3 weeks late. When are they going to fire that guy that's running the post office? Remember ever since he confiscated and pulled off the streets all those mailboxes and then changed everyone's hours and did all this stuff to the post office in order to try to keep people from voting? Okay, the election's over, so put it all back now. You know, nobody's voting right now, so no one's going to take your vote. No one's going to put somebody in office you don't like. There's no voting going on. Put the post off. Put the mailboxes back. Put the hours back. Let us get the mail delivered to people. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. I got a Christmas card yesterday that was mailed November 30th.
You're lucky you got it at all.
Yesterday.
You're lucky you got it at all, which reminds me, Jason, somebody sent that gift to RJ for his birthday. And we have to find out who they didn't. That's another thing. They didn't put in a card. They didn't say who sent it. No, we have to call the company and ask them who ordered and paid for it. Well, they have to have that information. If not, we should sue them for incompetency, stupidity, and go out of business because you can't run a business and not know who you ship something to. So now RJ gets a gift, and then we don't know who sent it. This happened to me during Christmas. I got this big gift basket, cheese, wine, all this stuff, no card. I spent hours on the phone calling the company, hearing David. They finally get me with the supervisor. She finally tells me who ordered it. I mean, this went on and on. I just can't.
That's what they're saying on here. Everyone's saying that the UPS and the United States Postal Service are so bad right now. And Michael Riley wants to know, why is your ring so small? He wants to know what that stone
Which
is.
Which one? This is a polished wood from an exotic tree, handmade. And this is lapis. You know, I just love all my big jewelry stuff. Oh, my God. So now... they have more people, they have more vaccines than people want to take them. So get in line, get your vaccine, because if everybody didn't get the vaccine, then we're all going to have, you saw what happened in India. It's going to happen here. I'm planning my trip to LA, trying to get my Pilates studios booked. I've already got my stuff that I'm going to take over there done. I'm getting the house together. I have so much security at that house in LA and here that if anybody comes around, expect four Doberman Pinschers, a siren to go off, a floodlight in your face, armed guards, because I am
sick of it. It was on TMZ yesterday.
Oh, it was? I heard this company was putting in something else. I guess TMZ reported on it. Well, good. Let everybody know. We're put you on notice.
That's what it said. It was about the neighborhood and how there had been like problems. Oh. And then in the article it said that Jeff Lewis and Leah Black, who were, you know, neighbor in the neighborhood, had both upgraded their security systems lately.
Oh yeah. Everybody in my neighborhood, if you walk down my street, you better have your panties on because we're gonna be having a video of you.
I've done the same thing.
If you
to
even
mine.
Get in the street, you're going to be on camera. I mean, so let me put you on notice.
It's crazy. I mean, I've had four incidents at my house in the last month, so I've got more cameras out there now than an
yeah,
NBC
you have
sitcom,
to.
Right?
And also, I have beware of dog signs, yeah. And I have floodlights, and I have
beware everything. Of owner
alarms. Yeah, beware of me because I'm not messing around. So then RJ went the other night. Oh, my God. So he's been in quarantine, like, for a year. So this girl at the University of Miami is making two or three or four short films. So she said she's a friend of RJ's. They grew up together. They went to the prom together. She goes, well, I want you to be an extra in my film. And RJ's like, I don't really want it. He didn't really want to do it. I talked him into doing it, right? Come on, RJ. You haven't been out of the house. Now you have your vaccine. They all have their vaccines. Just go. Go, it'll be fun. He was there for like 6 hours. He came home, he goes, I can't believe it. If I would have had my car, I would have left it 2 hours. I'm like, yeah, that's why I had somebody pick you up. I had a friend of his pick him up because he said the parking was going to be hard. And I knew RJ. I know how he is. He has very little tolerance for long-term things. Like, you know.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, really. Like 2 hours.
The apple didn't fall far from the tree there.
2.5 hours of a movie is like way too long for him. So, but he had a blast and they were so cute and they filmed him and is the post office here or something? Yeah, delivering product. Get that product out the door. You guys start to go to leahblack.com and start ordering right now. We need to get this product out the door. Got boxes of it floating in. Meanwhile, that was going on. And then I'm turning on the news today when I get up and Rudy Giuliani's got his house. They busted into his house and raided his house, his apartment in New York, and his office. So I talked to Roy. He goes, if they didn't have something pretty substantial, the judge would never have authorized that search warrant. So they have something. So I said, do you think he'll turn on Trump? And Roy goes, no. I go, you think he'll go to jail before he would turn on Trump? He goes, yeah, what is this? Trump can corrupt anybody. Of course, these people obviously... they're corruptible because you can't corrupt me. I'm too nervous. I couldn't be corrupted. You know, I'd just say no and I'd be gone. Another example of corruption, this girl quits the New York Post yesterday because she puts out a fake article. And then after she puts out the fake article and they call her on the article and it turns out that article is fake, her excuse was, well, they forced me to write the article and so I quit. Why didn't you quit before you wrote the fake article? What is wrong with people? Just say, no, I'm not doing something illegal, unethical. I'm not going to lie to the public. Just say no and walk out. Mm-hmm. Somebody will respect you for it, you know, and you'll find another job. Something will come your way. You don't let someone corrupt you and ruin your reputation. Mm-hmm. That one, she put out an article saying, Kamala Harris's children book is being handed in a gift basket to every child that comes across the border. Oh my God, it turns out somebody donated a book to the children coming across the border. There's one book out of four books, hers is one of them, down there for kids to read, and somebody got a photo of it, and the right-wing crazies went crazy with it, and now they're having to retract it. But they've already said it, you know, and half the people listen to the retraction. I mean, I would be so embarrassed if I was a journalist and I had to make a tweet that said, they made me write this false article, so I quit. They didn't hold a gun to your head. They didn't make you write it. You wanted to do it. You got busted, and you're shamed into quitting. Same thing with Giuliani. Trump didn't make you do these things in Ukraine. He didn't make you fabricate evidence. He didn't make you collude with Russia. He didn't make you cooperate or do business with Parnas and what's-his-name. To try to set up Hunter Biden. He didn't make you do those things. You did all those things, and now you got busted for it. It's amazing. No one takes responsibility. If I did that article, I would have just said, you know what? I'm stupid. I did the article. No, they didn't make me. They asked me. I'm going to punish myself by quitting my job. I've ruined my reputation. I'm going to go down and work at the third shift at Denny's. That's what she should do. Seriously, or the Dairy Queen, the third shift at the Dairy Queen.
Some of the people were asking, Tracy, we can see your comments on here, so I just want to let you know, it's just like on Facebook. We can still see your comments. So.
So we can see them. So, okay, so James printed this
up for
me.
She used to follow us on Facebook, and now she's on YouTube.
Now you're on Instagram. So here's a great testimonial that came in. Some of the best products I have used. I think the CBD oil has stopped my eczema after 3 weeks of use, and the eye cream has really improved the dark circles under my eyes. Jack T. from Tulsa. Listen, a big, huge chunk of our customers are men. And then I love, let's see, what else do we have on here? Oh, my quote of the week, I guess, Leah's Life Lessons. Petty people do small things. Lord, the world is full of petty people. That should be the next quote. The world is full of petty people. Have you ever seen so many petty people doing so many small things anymore? Wasn't anybody thinking like climate change, global warming, democracy's at stake, and, you know, we're worried about a stupid fake book that was put on the border. I don't know.
So, Tracy, we moved from Facebook to YouTube last year, so that's why it's not live on Facebook. Everybody was kind of asking,
to
clarify that.
We're kind of boycotting Facebook because they send out so much fake news. We want to be part of legitimate news. So, meanwhile, in Oscars, the ratings were down 58%. And you know what? I don't agree with that. We should be supporting the industry right now. We don't want the industry to go bankrupt. We don't want the movie theaters to close. We want to keep the industry alive. So no, it's not perfect. No, it's not glamorous. No, it's not what we're used to. Yes, it's COVID safe. Yes, they had to take three tests, COVID tests, to get in there. Yes, they were separated in distance. So what? Just support it and move on.
I have to be honest. Everybody was panning it and everything, but it was the first one that I've watched probably in 5 years from start to finish. I liked that they let them give their speeches.
Didn't bother me at all.
I liked that everyone got to say what they wanted to say. I thought it was, you know.
I think the set could have been prettier. Yeah. The decor could have been prettier.
I mean, it was a train station, so I get it. But you know.
Well, they decided on the train station. Right. But they could have made it a little more glamorous. But I'm thinking,
I thought it was good
maybe
for what we had to work with.
They purposely didn't make it so glamorous because so many people are struggling right now that they don't want to flaunt all the diamonds and the furs and the pearls and the whatever. But the after show that they had with the three girls sitting there, that set decoration was fabulous. I mean, why doesn't our office look like that? It was, didn't you think it was gorgeous?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Why doesn't my set look like that? I got
Well,
Rito
we don't have,
and
I don't think
here.
We have the same budget.
Well, we need to up our game.
Listen, Andrew Freud said that needs to go to L.A. He just saw that picture in the background, yeah.
Oh, you know, I could take it there, but I don't have a wall for it there. I really don't. It would look good in L.A. It goes with the house there, but honestly, I don't have a wall for it. There's so many windows. LA's all, my house here, it's all coral rock and arches with windows, and the house there is all glass with windows. I'm going to have to get myself an art gallery for my shrine. I still have my Peter Max's over there. If you saw the pictures I have that artists have done of me, it's kind of embarrassing.
I mean, I know. And then on social media all the time, they're always asking if they can do more.
I mean, when they send them in. I hope you don't tell them no.
Nice.
I like them. I like the pencil sketches. I like them all. The guy, REV Revolution, I can't think of it exactly. He's got an Instagram. He did some great pictures of me, too. And one of them was so great, I had to give it to my mother when she saw a picture. I said, oh, she looks so pretty. I want that picture. So Jason mailed it to her. Didn't even tell me. That's why we don't have it up. Anyway, what's her name, McDormand? What's her first name?
Frances.
She took home another Oscar, making number 3. Now, I have to tell you, she's married to one of the Coen brothers. They're a weird group.
They're a weird group.
I think they live like out in the wildlife somewhere.
She was perfect for Nomadland because that's exactly
who she lives, how she is and who she lives. But when she got up there and did that howling, because a guy named Wolf, who was one of the editors or writers or something on this show, obviously had a problem, and he died. And so she, and to honor him, she went up there and started howling like a wolf, or however the wolves howl. I was like, is she just way out there?
I thought it was from the movie.
I did, too. But then I read about it, and this guy had died that worked on the film, and she was honoring him with the wolf thing. Anyway, she's kind of hilarious. She's kooky, but I like her. But, I mean, can you imagine hanging out with them for about 3 or 4 days, sitting over there? You imagine they're on the front porch, they're drinking their coffee. They probably barefooted. They got on, like some robe or some big old T-shirts or half like hippies. They're probably sitting around. I mean, I bet you they're this cool, fabulous people. But they are definitely not Hollywood.
They're not Hollywood. They're the opposite.
And then everyone's upset. Oh, by the way, before I get to that, Halle Berry, whatever the fuck her name is.
You can never get
it. Okay, how do you think she looked?
I did not like her hair.
I think she looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
She had dark circles under her eyes. Her hair looked ridiculous. The dress and all that was fine. She's got the perfect body, but she looked awful.
I haven't seen her for a while.
God, who did her hair and makeup should be fired.
She had dark circles washed out
under her eyes. She looked ridiculous. I was embarrassed for her. But from the neck down, she's picture perfect. And then they're all upset, and everybody's got their panties in a knot, that Chaz Boseman didn't win after dying, he's dead, the award for Best Actor, and Anthony Hopkins at 81 years old won it. And it was an abrupt ending to the show, because why did they change? They changed the order of the films. They did at the very end, they did the,
Instead of the film being the end, they did Best Actor.
And then, and normally they do the Best Actress in the beginning, or the Best, and then the Best Actor at the end, and then they leave the Best Picture for last. Well, they moved all of them to the end, and they did Best Actor last. Probably because they thought he was going to win.
And there was all kinds of articles written about how it was like the biggest screw-up because of the way
that
they did that.
Yeah, well, that was stupid. Number one, you can't predict who wins, number one. And number two, I'm very sad that he died, and it's horrible. But you can't reconstruct an entire film around a guy that's not going to be there to accept the award and might not win it. So it left it, because Anthony Hopkins did a live video feed the next day accepting the award and how gracious he was and how honored he was. And then there was a backstory on him that he had offered to do a Zoom acceptance speech if he won, and they turned him down because they didn't want it to look like the Emmys with all the Zooms. So they just had no ending to the show. What the hell's wrong with these people?
But it would have also been weird if it had been if he had won it, because he it was
it shouldn't have been at the end.
But it shouldn't have been at the end. You're right.
Shouldn't have been at the end. And he should have stuck to the program.
But he had won all the other awards the whole season, so they thought it was going to be a shoe-in. Well, but boy, they messed up.
They messed up.
But listen, I saw Melissa Rivers rip apart those producers online yesterday.
She
was talking about how that the most how could the most talented people in the industry come together and put together one of the worst things she'd ever seen.
You know, it's just you know the other thing is when you do Best Picture last, it's a safe thing. The Best Picture includes a dozen people. It's safe. Someone is going to be there that knows how to close out the show and carry the audience to the completion. When you leave it on one person, and then the worst person to be given the award to try to close out a show is Joaquin Phillips. You think Joaquin Phoenix, you think he's going to go up there and say, oh, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for attending the show tonight. We had fun. I hope you'll do this and that and the other. No, because he's like not cut out for that. He's an actor, and he does not really like the speaking stuff, and it shows. I don't know. That was just too much. Then Chicago 7, people said it was snubbed. I loved it, but I don't know that it was snubbed. I'm sure the other ones were equally as good. Viola Davis, people thought she was snubbed. She looked so fantastic. But I will tell you, Viola Davis's role, I didn't see the No Man Land Frances role, but I saw clips of Viola Davis playing the, what's her name? And she was she gained 200 pounds plus had body fat stuff put on her, and she was singing and dancing, and I'm going to tell you, that woman is talented, and then to lose that 200 pounds and put that white dress on before, I forgot who made Dolce, was it Dolce? I can't remember who made that dress. I couldn't believe how gorgeous she looked, and I was stunned that she didn't win, only from the clip I saw. So that's not an expert opinion by any means, but let me tell you, that Frances McDormand must have been really good to beat her, because the way she came across in that film, gaining 200 pounds and singing and dancing, and she was just incredible. But when that white dress and that hourglass perfect figure, how do you gain 200 pounds and lose it in a year? I mean, that's discipline, girl. You go. She's got two or three Oscars already anyway, two, I think.
Diane Warren, who was up for the best songwriting.
Yeah.
She's written so many great songs. And she's been nominated 12. That was the 13th time, and she's lost 13 times.
Well, Glenn Close has lost that. Six
and
pounds,
same thing,
too.
Or six times, too.
Six times, too. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, she did do the little butt dance, Glenn. You know what? She can pull it off because of who she is and her age and everything. But if anybody else did that, it looked kind of wackadoodle.
They said she wore a suit that she did not put the weight on. That's what somebody's saying.
Oh no, she did. She put on the weight and she wore a bodysuit.
They built Viola a suit that she had on, and she didn't gain 200 pounds.
Well, I read that she gained and wore the weight suit. So I don't know. Maybe she didn't. But she sure looked like she did. Because let me tell you, her arms were also fat, and you can't really put weights on your arms. So I don't know. Whatever. She did a great job. Whatever. So when they did a test where you vote for the fans to vote, Best Picture got 30% of the votes. Trial of Chicago 7 got 16. And then they went to 12, 11, 9, 8, 8, and 6. And then when they did, the actor one, Chad got 47%, and Anthony got 25%, and then it went down to 12 and 8 and 7. So what they did, they took the fact that the fans were voting and factored that into their decision-making. And the fans, I'm sorry, this isn't the screen, what do you call it, where the fan favorite awards, you know, the People's Choice Awards. These are sophisticated actors that have studied and have a craft, and they look at it through a lens of a skill set. So I don't know. They really did kind of blow that ending, but whatever, who cares? I just think the fact that they even were able to put the Oscars on in the middle of a pandemic, we should just be grateful we had it to watch. And Frances McDormand in the fan favorite won 30%, and Carey Mulligan 27%, Viola Davis 21%. It went down from there. Now, Andra Day, is that her name, Andra, that played Billie Holiday, I saw clips of that, and she did a good job. But I will say with her personal interviewing, she's not that interesting in her interviews. Well, whatever. She's an actress. Then the land and celebrity news, Lanvin designer, Albert Elzabez died. I love Lan Van. I have a lot of their costume jewelry pieces. I maybe have a bag or two of theirs. I have a couple, maybe a scarf. I love, they have the most elegant, understated, sophisticated, highly styled pieces. So it was disappointing. And then Tyler Perry was honored with the Jean Hersholt Award.
He's great. I love his speech.
I loved his speech. I loved the award. But, you know, when they did the memoriam, it went so fast, I couldn't even read it.
And they left out, like, about 10 people.
They left out a bunch of people. But it went so fast. Did you see it going so fast? Why were they? What was the rush? And then they kept the pace of the music. So if the music was slow, you got a long memorial where they could see your face, your name, and what you were, actor, director, whatever. But if the music was fast, you couldn't even see it. That was a stupid decision, too. I don't know who these people. I hate to criticize them. I really do, because I know they work so hard to do it. But some of it was common sense that they just tried. You know what it's like? It's like these restaurants that serve this exotic food. Who wants exotic food? I was at a restaurant the other night. They had venison on there. They had all this hog's fat, foam, all this stuff. There was nothing on there I would eat. So I ordered corn soup. You know what they put on the corn soup? Squid. So I couldn't even eat that. It's like, that's what it's like when they try to reinvent. I mean, be creative, but, you know, it's working. Why are you, like, doing that? And then at that restaurant, I mean, the only seafood they had was snapper. I don't even like snapper. I was like, well, maybe I'll eat it. It was the head of a snapper in the ravioli. Who's going to eat that? I don't know. That's another subject.
I can't eat the calamari or octopus. Or
me either.
After that, because I watched my octopus teacher, which won best documentary.
Yeah.
I was so happy because that was so good. But that,
I didn't see the documentary.
Oh,
but
my God. If you watch it, it'll freak you out.
Well, I haven't been able to eat lobster or octopus in years simply because I had read and heard that it's kind of like deer. They have their little families, you know, and I can't do it. Did you see that jerk that heads the NRA going, he and his wife killing that elephant at close range, and they didn't even die, so they had to have someone else come in and actually put the bullet down to actually kill it. And then they were high-fiving and celebrating. What's his name, the head of the NRA? I can't think of his name. And he's the one that apparently stole all the money, and apparently that's why they're going bankrupt. But they had enough money to go over there to South Africa somewhere and kill an elephant at point-blank range. That's like shooting fish in a barrel. If you're going to go kill these wild animals, don't have a gun and a magnifying glass. You got to take them on, you know, how they are. I mean, it's just unfair. You're sitting a mile away with your little magnifying glass shooting at them. They don't even see you coming. If you're going to go kill them, man up. Go head-to-toe with them. Give them a chance. I can't stand people that kill animals like that. I just
Well, after
can't.
Watching that documentary and, like, just seeing the connection that animal had and how it was able to reason, and, I mean, it was so smart.
I saw
it
clips of it.
Crazy.
Yeah, they're smart. These animals are smart.
They are very smart.
Oh, God. Michael Jackson judge threw out the last lawsuit against him for his sexcapades. So that was thrown out. So that was all my celebrity news. Now in bad news, we've got the COVID news. Well, let's do the housewives first. So they're on an all-star trip somewhere.
In Turks and Caicos.
Okay. Are they getting desperate for more content? What is that?
It's a Peacock show. It's going
to
be on.
Okay. So they're trying to
build
up Peacock.
And they're calling it Housewives Vacation. And
all
so
right.
That's
so they're trying
what it
to
is.
Call it Peacock. Well, yeah.
I wouldn't call it All-Stars because, I mean, they've got some.
I think they picked people that were willing to go.
Seasoned people, but I wouldn't call them the All-Stars.
Yeah, but I think they picked people that are willing to go. Because, I mean, let's be honest. Would you, I think they paid them $50,000, but would you want to go to Kirk Cakes and Turk, whatever it is, for four or five days for, you know, I don't know, maybe not everybody wanted to go.
Well, I heard Ramona ran in and grabbed her room as soon as she
of
got
course.
There and then called Kenya a bitch in the first hour.
She's always been like that. She always has to have the best room, you know, and they always find. Remember when we went to Bemini? I took the little boy's room that had a canoe, with canoe bed in it with a bathroom this big, and I shared my bathroom, my room with the staff because the other girls wouldn't let any of the cameramen or any of the crew go in and use their bathrooms, and they were having to go down to another building like 100 miles away to go to the bathroom. So I just let them use mine. They could take a nap there. They could eat there. They could use my bathroom. And I slept on a bed that was on the floor shaped like a little canoe, a little boy's bed. And I didn't care. You're going for 3 or 4 days. But who do these people think they are? I mean, really, I don't even think the Queen of England would act that snobbish about a room. The bigger you are and the more class you have, you know, and the bigger you are, the smaller you should act. You don't act like that, whatever. I could care. Take the room. Take the room if it makes you feel so important and fabulous. And then Erica Jane's getting hit with the lawsuits now. They're going to try to penetrate the money she made or that she took while married, because she didn't have a prenup, so she took money from the husband while they were married and I guess went into her business account where it pays for her, you know, makeup and hair and all that stuff. And now they're going to try to penetrate and take back from her that money. So one, how much money's left, and two, she's fighting them tooth and nail. They're now trying to get her personal things like her shoes, her jewelry, and her clothes, and she's fighting them on that. I don't really think it's fair because I don't really think she had a clue what was going on. And you know what? So they go and bankrupt her. What does that do? It's not going to pay back all those people that he screwed. You know, I mean, the law firm should have had insurance and the insurance should pay that. But they probably didn't have insurance. I guess if you're a big crook, you don't want to pay for insurance. You just figure you're going to hide the money. I don't know. It's a sad story. And
it's too bad she can't do like a benefit concert for all of those people.
Oh, yeah. Barbara Streisand and all the others together couldn't make that much money up, okay? So COVID and COVID news, if you have been vaccinated twice and you're 2 weeks past your second vaccination, you no longer have to wear your mask in public. Outside, if you're outside, unless you're in a crowd. Now, I'll probably do it anyway because people don't know that you're vaccinated. One. And two, I like to set an example and remind people to wear it. But I think that's a big step forward. 75% of colleges are now requiring vaccinations, which I think is good. And the U.S. death rate in 2020 was the highest death rate we've had ever recorded in the country's history since 1918, the flu epidemic, according to the New York Times. So they can lie about the numbers all day long, but when you have the highest death rate you've ever had, something more, there was a lot more when it wasn't recorded, okay? And so they're saying now 8% of Americans are missing their second dose. I don't agree with that. Why aren't you going and getting your second dose? Why wouldn't you go with the second dose?
Because the Johnson & Johnson scare happened at about the time everybody was in the middle of their other thing. That's what I think happened, and that's why I think a lot of people have stopped. And I've even talked to a couple of people that only got one dose, and then it made them sick, and the Johnson & Johnson thing happened, so they haven't gone back for another.
They think the dose made them sick. Wait till they get the COVID,
yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
So Biden has a 69% approval rate on COVID. I think everybody go get your vaccine. I mean, there have been no problems with the others. That's the only one they've had a problem with, and it really wasn't a problem. It turns out that those women were prone to, they were either on birth control pills or they were prone to blood clots, and now if you treat it, if you have the symptoms and you treat it, it's not life-threatening. Then they got caught off guard with it, just like New York was caught off guard with COVID, and they had some unnecessary deaths because they just were, you know, blindsided. The same thing. Now they know what to look for. I think just go get it. Florida is having a surge. We had 3,500 people hospitalized. We are at a 16% increase from April 1st. Now, what happened between April for the end, the middle of March and the beginning of April till now? What happened?
Spring break.
Spring break. All the super spreaders were out.
Yep. So now, I saw this morning it was almost 7% was the
infection rate.
It was 6.93, I think.
And you know the positivity rate in California is 1.5. It's the lowest of any state in the country right now. And the Republicans are trying to recall Gavin Newsom because they don't like him. And Caitlyn Jenner is now going to be the new reality star.
Somebody just wrote here, Leah, please save us. We need you
Can
to run for governor.
Can you imagine? Okay, this is what we need. Another Republican reality star named Caitlyn Jenner to run to replace the Donald Trump reality star that left us in the mess that we're in. Oh, my God. TMZ put out an article. None of the kids are behind
That's
him.
That's what I was going to
They're
say.
All criticizing
His
him.
Kids and the Kardashians could not get a press release out fast enough yeah. after he announced yeah, that they were not going to be.
Two things. One, they think he's going to embarrass them. And two, they definitely don't want to share the limelight with anybody. So let's not forget that. Okay. Jason, are you going to have
gonna
my,
take, we're
gonna my
take
things
our
5-second ready before
break
I leave?
Real quick for our commercial. Real quick.
You think?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And we're back.
It's not going to do any good. That's why I wanted to try to get them booked. Well, the ones I have are on there, right? Well, they need to be, the ones I have should be on there. Well, call them, call that studio and say, listen, you gave her.
You're in the middle of the podcast.
Yeah, I want you to call them and say, you said she had these appointments and they're not showing up. Oh, I'm so sick of incompetence. So in India, the oxygen is in demand. 50,000 people attended a massive rock concert, and in New Zealand, they're completely COVID-free. And in India, they're dropping like flies. Now
they're having to ship oxygen in, like you said.
Well, people are dying. They can't even get the oxygen. So let me just ask you, what is the difference and what is the common denominator between India in New Zealand? Why is it that California has 1.6 and Florida has 6% infection rate? And why is it that India, they're dropping dead by the hundreds of thousands and they can't get oxygen and they're having group burials, and New Zealand's having a rock concert with 50,000 people with no mask? It's all in how society adapts to the protocol of avoiding the infections. Now, why is it that people still can't get that this is serious, it's not a hoax, and it's not going to go away when the sun comes out? There's no excuse for it. Americans are spoiled rotten. I mean, they don't want anything to disrupt their party. And so now they come to Florida, and now here we are again. I mean, we're in a big mess right now, and the hospitals are jammed full because spring breakers had to spring break. I can't even believe it. So there are five variants that are spreading. In Broward has the most. They have 1,200 cases of one of the five variants, or a mix of the five variants. And the mutation is, they're not even testing for the mutation, so that's just what they know of. Those are just the one that they randomly tested. If they were testing for the mutants, they would know, probably have 10 times that. They're not even testing for it. So I just can't, I mean... And it's mostly between the ages of 25 and 44, which makes the case, again, spring breakers. That was a spring break age. Yes. I don't know.
Tanya Reese wants to know what you think about the private school in Miami firing teachers that want to get the vaccine.
Well, that is coming up right here. Private school in Miami, Center Academy, is telling people they're not going to employ them if they take the experimental COVID-19 injection. Hello? You're kidding me.
No, and the person that was their spokesperson, the Arctic, I saw him last night on a news local news thing. I mean, first of all, they might need to go to their own schools and learn a few things. I mean, it's embarrassing.
Did you see?
He was like saying, it's all over social media. And the reporters were like, that doesn't make it right. He goes, it doesn't make it wrong.
You have to see the picture of the woman, the CEO or the founder or the woman that's running the school and her husband. She's dressed up dressed up like a drag queen sitting there with her 7-foot stilettos and fucking makeup looking like a whore in church. And she's running around posting all this anti-vaccine stuff and now saying, well, you don't get to work here if you have had the vaccine because, you know, you having the vaccine could rub off on the kids. What do you create? This woman should not be anywhere near a school. Talk about child abuse. Oh, my God. So, yeah, we have the highest rate of COVID, the third in the country right now. There you go. Thank you very much, Spring Breakers. So now, here's one. This Florida family was indicted for selling toxic bleach as fake miracle cure for COVID. And can you believe this, people? And they went, to arrest him, they found out that they had multiple loaded firearms and shotguns, and they had the shotguns in violin cases to disguise their appearance, according to MSNBC. These are more of those nuts, those Looney Tunes, and they're selling
shotguns
bleach.
In a violin case. That's from the cartoons.
They sold over a million bottles of that bleach called Miracle Cure for COVID, and several people wound up in the hospital, and one wound up dead that they know of. There were more. I can't even believe people. Just what's wrong with it? Would you buy a bleach to inject when the CDC and all the internists and doctors are saying it's the most dangerous thing you can do because some quack named Trump got up there and said, well, what do you think about putting a light inside of them and burning that thing out or drinking a little bleach and trying to kill it? You know, like they say, if you put bleach on something, it goes away. Maybe you put a little bleach in your lungs. Everyone in the medical industry came out and said the guy's a wackadoodle, and this guy comes up with the idea, miracle bleach, and sells it to these people, and now people are sick and dying from it, and they're going to jail. Yeah. They're going to go to jail. They should go to jail. So the Derek Chauvin sentencing is going to be in Minnesota on June 16th, so I wonder what he's going to get. What do you guys think he's going to get?
I think they'll prosecute him to the fullest extent of whatever he...
Well, he can get anywhere up to 40 years. Yeah. I don't think the judge will give him 40. Because the sentencing on one of the counts was 10, another one would be 25, and the other count was 40. I think the judge is going to settle in the middle, and they'll run concurrent. So I just don't see he's going to get 40 years. But it's possible.
I mean...
Horrible.
If he does, I think it's
I mean, you know, people said, you know, he's living in this little shoebox jail place. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, Floyd's living 6 feet under in a little shoebox, so there's that.
Yeah.
And then they had a big George Floyd mural in Houston, and people vandalized it. I'm sure these nut jobs. So now, and Lindsay Lohan's father was arrested, of course, in Florida for kickbacks for getting druggies to rehab. It's called patient brokering. I'd never heard of it. I mean, I know a lot of druggies. If I'd have known you could get money for sending them to rehab, I might be getting arrested, too.
Miami's the freaking gold mine.
So apparently, he finds people that are druggies, talks them into going to rehab, but they have to have people that have good insurance, and then he gets a kickback. Well, you know, I really think he mishandled it, because if he would have just gone to work in public relations for one of these companies on a salary, he could have made it would have been part of his job. So I don't think it's right that they're getting the kickback, but getting people off the street and into rehab's not such a bad thing. I don't know. I guess it's illegal because it's like insurance fraud or something. But,
yes.
I mean, you're still helping people, but he shouldn't be getting the kickback. Whatever. They call them predatory brokers. They're scouting for addicts with good insurance, and they get bounties for it. Some people might call that a public service. I don't know. In other news, honeybees must collect nectar from 2 million flowers to make 1 pound of honey. They are busy little bees.
They are.
And that's why I remember when I had those two beehives in my house in L.A. and I paid $300 to have a special bee person come out and take them out, because they're important to the ecosystem.
They're very important.
Yeah.
I have special garden just for bees and butterflies that have flowers that are specific for what their needs. And then the bees lately, I've seen so many honeybees with my sunflowers, too. I was showing you those the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love
them. Well, I think the bees don't bother you. I'm still nervous of them.
Yeah, they don't bother you.
The reason I had them taken out is because when the exterminator came, I found dead bees laying around. So I realized that if you have an exterminator, they're going to kill the bees. Well, in California, you really kind of need an exterminator because you have ants and you have roaches and you have other things. Now that I know that, I'm not going to have the exterminators come anymore. I'm just going to try to spot kill little things. But
they just have to move the queen is all they have to do, and it goes
Well, it's not that easy.
No, it's not.
They had to cut out an entire big piece of wood and take the entire wood with all the bees on it. They had to have the big suit on with the hats and the gloves and all of it. Then they had to put it in the van. Then they have to go find a new environment for it. I wouldn't do that for $300. I was, like, grateful that they did it. I took pictures of the beehives, and then somebody said, well, did you save any of the honey? It's like, well, that wouldn't even occur to me to save the honey. I don't know how to process the honey. But the honeycombs were very pretty. Meanwhile, there were 483 executions in the year 2020, which was lower than usual, probably because of COVID, but because they didn't have the justice system completely in place. But Trump managed to rush 13 of them out before he left. That last 3 weeks he was there, he got 13 of them killed. Some of them hadn't even gone through the full process of their appeals. And the guy is just mean and cruel. There's no other word for it. I mean, you know, you're leaving office. You got COVID everywhere. You got all these problems everywhere. And what are you worried about? Those 13 people on death row over there. Kill them, many of them as you can before I leave. I mean, what is wrong with people? I can't believe in the death penalty anyway. I just think you should have life without parole and be separated from civilized people. But I don't believe in solitary confinement either. I think that drives people crazy, makes them worse. Pfizer is saying that they found counterfeit COVID vaccines in Mexico and Poland. I can't believe it wasn't Florida. I was just shocked that it wasn't Florida. But it's in Mexico and Poland, so people are making fake counterfeited COVID vaccines and selling them. Is there anything people can't corrupt? Who would that ever occur? I guess it's a saline solution. They make a label, they put it on there, and they go sell the shots. These are people that should be on death row.
I was watching a show the other night, and somebody said, "You always think the worst of people," and the character said, "They rarely disappoint." And I got to thinking, that's true.
They don't disappoint.
It's like that, you know. You can't even.
And
have
in
a
Southeast
vaccine.
Asia, the leaders came together and said that they make an agreement to end violence in Myanmar. Well, you know what? We're going to believe that when we see it. That's been going on for so long. It's horrible. How do you go and just kill, just like that guy in Syria, just ran out and killed all those people. And then the extermination and how that Biden just called a mass murder. And now Myanmar, how do you, as a human being, just go out and just randomly kill people? And then I was watching the other night that movie Gandhi, and did you see how they mass murdered all those people in India? Just how do you do that? It's what these people, something is wrong with them. They're missing like an empathy. They're missing humanity. There's something wrong with people that can just go out and murder people like that because you're a different color, or, you know, you're a different stature or a different culture. And so I'm just going to kill you all because I want dominance over you. Oh my God, it's horrible. So a man, here's one, killed his mother, the mother of his child, and seven members of her family in Ohio in 2016 over a custody dispute, pled guilty of 23 counts 5 years ago to avoid the death penalty. Now he's cooperating against his parents and his brother, who were charged in the seven adult and one teenage boy murder. How do you kill a family of seven, and how in the hell did he get his brother and his mother to participate and be involved or know about it? Or is he just lying about them in order to lessen his sense? This guy is this bad egg right here. And the family, too. I mean, I can't. This is too much. In Florida news, a beachgoer finds 30 kilos of cocaine washed up on Palm Beach Beach. It's worth $1.5 million. Why are you laughing, Jason? Did you know him?
I wish I did.
I mean, mean, that's a lot of cocaine washing up on a beach. You know, listen, thank God the guy that found it turned it in. There are a lot of people that would have backed up the pickup truck. So, okay, we're going to Mexico. We got some drugs to sell.
I would be scared to death that somebody was watching me. And then, if you took it and didn't turn it in, I would be the, I mean, I would be standing there call. I would make sure they saw me dialing the police.
Me too. The Indonesian submarine, that was so sad.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, can you imagine when they found it, they were preparing to try to get off the boat, which means they knew for hours that it was coming. And then just little by little, they said on that one morning on the news, they said they have until 3 p.m. Eastern time before they run out of oxygen based on 52 people being inside the submarine. So, I mean, nobody knows what happened. Did they have a malfunction in the electrical so it sunk below capacity and started to break off? Or didn't know how low they were and it started to break off? They don't really know. But, I mean, I guess you have to have some kind of malfunction if you can't get it to the surface. But they were obviously too low to escape it once they noticed it, because you can't just get out of a submarine at 500 feet either, even if you had scuba equipment. You know, there's only so many feet you can go. It was just horrible. Apparently, they were 655 feet, 62,000 meters. When the hull pressure, it sucked to 2,000 feet, and the hull pressure will only take 655 feet. So it was 1,500 feet below what the pressure could take on the pressure. Oh my God, it's just awful. So now here's one in Arkansas. Their first state to pass a law banning the transition care for minors who are changing. Trans people, so they were going to block them from their hormone therapy, from their gender hormones, from their surgeries. They're going to block them from everything. And so now what if you're already halfway through the process? Would you have to move to another state now because it's illegal? And so the governor vetoed the measure, but then the General Assembly overrode the veto. So they're not going to accommodate these poor people that are in the process of transitioning. What's wrong? What do you care? Let them be who they want to be. Is it none of your business, and is it not hurting you or affecting you? I don't know. Here's just another one in a dating service. This guy is trying to pick up this girl online, and he says to her, his name is Robert Chapman from New York. He was bragging on the dating app, "I did storm the Capitol. I made it all the way into Statuary Hall." So the girl says, "We're not a match." And then she turned him into the FBI. I love it. So there's that. Let's see, in politics, the state senator, Robert Wagner, said, listen to these people. He says that the earth is warming because, this is a Republican state senator. You know why the earth is warming? Because it's getting closer to the sun every year. It's rotating closer to the sun, and we have more people and more human beings and more warm bodies, so the heat's coming out of them. How do these people get into office? And why would anybody vote for these people? And why are we even, letting these people make decisions on other people's lives? There should be some kind of competency test before you can run for state office or any office.
It's getting to that point.
Oh, my God. So tonight's speech, don't forget tonight's speech. I want to hear what he has to say, too, when he addresses Congress. It's going to be a COVID-safe speech. And then Arizona's having their third recount. Okay, so first they had the count on the machines. Then they had a double count on the machines and certified there was no malfunction on the machines. Then they had a hand count. And so now they're still not happy. So now, after auditing the machines and counting by hand and double-checking the numbers, they now are having another count they're calling the insurrection audit, where a right-wing group has grabbed all the data, and they're going to go over in secret and count the votes.
Yeah.
I can't
wait. One of my friends lives there. He says it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
He said you wouldn't believe, they still think it's a fraud.
Yeah, they still believe it, because Trump and Fox Noise and Fix It Noise and the rest of them are perpetrating it. Before I forget, Don't forget your scent number 01. We're going to run out of this soon. It's fabulous. Spray it on your pillows, on your sheets, on your in your room, in your bathroom, even on your floral arrangements to make them some floors come alive, flowers come alive. And then the bath bombs. I'm addicted to these. I have to use this every day now. I can't. I'm addicted. I love them. They're CBD bath bombs. It makes sure you, first of all, they're relaxing when you take a bath. Secondly, you want to stay in the tub for like 20 minutes. And the other thing is it makes your skin feel like silk. So don't forget that, so leahblack.com.
Yeah, and you can use code MOM2021 to get 30% off of the bath bombs and all the CBD and Sun Youth products right now. And you should order today or tomorrow to try to get it there in time for Mother's Day. You know, the postal service is being really slow, so let's get your orders in.
So annoying. Alaskan Air, the state congressman who was going from Juneau to Anchorage to be a congresswoman in the state legislature, refused to wear a mask so many times on Alaskan Air that they ban her from Alaskan Air. So now she has to drive 14 hours and get on a ferry to get to work. Listen, if you think you're too good to follow the rules, then drive.
Did you see this idiot at the 7-Eleven on the beach last night that came in and they asked him to put a mask on and he went up and coughed in the people's faces and they got him all on video. And then he shoved the guy that was taking the video and he was like, "Well, because I got COVID or whatever." It made national news last night.
So did they arrest him?
They're looking for him and they said if they can find him, he will be arrested.
Where was this in Miami?
It was on South Beach on Alton and 16th Street.
But they have a good picture of him?
They even went out and he got in a car and they got the license plate.
He's in jail.
He's going to be
caught. He's in jail, dude. And no one's coming to visit, okay? Trump says Twitter is really boring, he says. That these press releases are much more elegant. Do not use the word elegant, you fat, sweaty slob. You don't get to use the word elegant. You're not elegant. You don't even know what elegant is.
And now he's deciding that the traditional way of releasing information is a better way to do it than Twitter.
So much better. And by the way, we went on record the other day saying Melania is perfect and she's never had any plastic surgery or any cosmetic surgery at all. I'm like, is that why her forehead doesn't move? She hasn't had anything done? Meanwhile, that's it. And then, of course, if you guys didn't fill out your census forms, well, you get the government that you neglect. Yep. That's what you get.
And so New York lost a seat because of, what was it, 86 people?
87 people. And California lost a seat. And Texas picked up a couple. And a couple of red states, yeah. Oh, God, Florida's so... I think it's beyond.
I can't even.
I just think it's beyond. I don't know if Florida is salvageable. You got Rubio, you got Scott, and you got Death Santis. Yeah. You got the highest rate of COVID infection and the highest death rate and the highest hospitalizations at top three of the country right now. And people are thinking about nominating DeSantis to run for president. I mean, it's just beyond hope. I don't know. I don't know. I can't anymore. I just stay home in my own little circle, my own little house, my own little area, and go to my own little places and just stay away from all these crazies. There you have it.
It says, Ryan F. says Ron DeSantis gets fatter by each press conference.
Him and Ted Cruz. Yeah, Ted Cruz. They call him the Wolverine guy or something now. Yeah, my God.
I saw that. They call him the Wolverine, Fat Wolverine.
Or something like that. Maybe that Frances McDormand should send him a little woof, 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 woof. What are these? Oh, my God. All right. Well, we're going to go, everybody.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
We're going to see you guys next week. I know you're going to miss us. Go to leahblack.com. Capitalize on your 30% off discount with MOM2021. Get your mom something for Mother's Day. Mother's Day is going to come faster than you think. And that guy running the post office is going to delay those packages as long as he can because he's incompetent and stupid and evil. So... get out and vote when you can, by the way. Register now so we can get all this sorted out in the next election. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon. Listen to Biden tonight.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.